In Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is right now 32 degrees with snow. We have winds around 2 miles per hour. Slippery morning out there. We'll have some weather details coming up and some weather-related announcements right after the news at 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The nation's heartland's getting snow, snow, and more snow. The AP's Donna Warder on the snow in some areas of the Midwest.
Schools and government offices in several states are closed today. Meteorologist Josh Weiss of the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says the storm isn't over yet.
This system will continue to move northeast today into tonight and continuing into Wednesday into the Great Lakes, bringing a widespread swath of 6 to 12 inches of snow from places like just north of Kansas City, Missouri, through just north of Chicago, Illinois, and into parts of Michigan.
Another storm will affect the Pacific Northwest, bringing blizzard conditions to Washington and Oregon's Cascades and spread throughout the Intermountain West over the next couple of days. I'm Donna Warder.
We're learning more about how a door panel flew off an Alaska Airlines jetliner last week. Federal investigators say the door panel slid up before flying off the plane, and they're looking into whether four bolts that were supposed to help hold the plane in place might have been missing when the plane took off. The AP's Norman Hall has more.
United Airlines says it found loose bolts and other installation issues on a part of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets that were inspected after Friday's Alaska Airlines mid-flight blowout. The inspections are focused on plugs used to seal an area set aside for extra emergency doors that are not required on United and Alaska MAX 9s. I'm Norman Hall.
Donald Trump will be in Washington today at the federal courthouse. An appeals court will hear arguments on whether he is immune from prosecution on charges that he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Michigan beat Washington last night 34-13 in the college football playoff title game. Gas is $3.07 a gallon on average this morning, 3 cents less than a week ago. This is AP News. President Biden talked about white supremacy in South Carolina yesterday. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
President Biden compares election lies to white supremacy, campaigning on a grim theme about threats to truth and democracy.
We shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free.
Biden spoke from the pulpit of Charleston, South Carolina's Mother Emanuel AME Church, where 9 black churchgoers were shot down in a racist attack in 2015.
You brought down the Confederate flag in South Carolina.
The president criticized the Republican frontrunner for lying about the election and glorifying rather than condemning political violence.
He's a loser.
Biden also took a swipe at candidate Nikki Haley, who spent several days on the defensive for not explicitly naming slavery as the root cause of the Civil War. Biden's trying to energize black voters and underscore what he thinks is at stake in the November election.
Now they're trying to steal history, telling us that violent mob was, and I quote, a peaceful protest.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 34 degrees, some snow that will continue through the day. Heaviest could be around the midday mark, an additional 3 to 6 inches possible today, and 1 to 2 inches additional tonight, a low of 23. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and much quieter with a high of 31. A winter storm warning through 6 o'clock tomorrow morning has been issued. Snow continues here at the WRCO studios. A couple of inches in the night, and after an earlier reading of 32, we're at 31 degrees. The Richland School District has canceled school for today. This includes St. Mary and Eagle. Ithaca schools will not have school. Riverdale has canceled classes. River Valley will not have school today. That includes St. Luke's and St. John's. The Boscobel School District has closed school. All activities are canceled. Kickapoo will not be having school. The Fenimore District has canceled classes. Weston will not have school. Also closed today, Lafarge and Highland, Wazika Steuben. The Hillsborough District will have remote learning instead. North Crawford District is closed. The district's child care center will be closed as well. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School will not be open, and the Southwest Tech campus will be closed today. The Partners of the Richland Hospital meeting scheduled for today is not going to be held. The Richland County meal sites will be closed today. As a result, there will not be any home-delivered meals. Crime Stoppers meeting will not be held today. The Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 has rescheduled its monthly business meeting today because of the winter storm. They're going to move that to Tuesday, January 16th. We're up to date as far as the latest weather is concerned. A little slippery out there. It's a wet snow because the temperatures remained fairly warm, I guess, for this time of year. So it's a little wet underneath, but it does make it a little slippery, a little harder to get traction under there, too. So drive with care as you head out and about in your merry way if you have to head out today. It's time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the
The Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet, and that is No Tears in Heaven. Before that, we started the day officially with the Statler Brothers doing a rendition of the National Anthem to officially begin our broadcast day. Hello, friends. It's time for us to get together once again with the old Light in the Milk House show. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the trail. I know this is good for our drought conditions, so I keep my mouth shut, but I'm never a fan of snow. I'd rather have the rain in the summertime. Yes, but anyway, we're getting it, and it looks like we're going to have that same path of storm again Wednesday night, and then maybe again Friday. So don't take the blade off after today, or put the snow shovel too far away, because it looks like it's going to be around off and on now for the next few days. We're 32 degrees here at WRCO, and getting the day going here on a Tuesday, January 9th. Some sports to check: a national championship for Michigan last night, and a tough loss for the Bucks. Bucks aren't playing it real well right now. Details in a few. Here's Kenny Rogers with the first edition.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time. From the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James. All the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County, died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand. You said, turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from a Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed field of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, one dark cloudy day that brought you from the field. Until your lonely pine box came, just a picture of me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James,
I'm not afraid to.
Becky Hobbs on the Light in the Milk House show. Due to anticipated snow accumulations from the storm, officials from the City of Richland Center have announced that a snow removal emergency will begin this evening, Tuesday night at 10 p.m. and will expire on January 10th at 7 a.m. This snow removal emergency prohibits vehicles of any kind to be parked on any street or highway within the City of Richland Center between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Notifications will be made via WRCO, Nixle Alerts, and on the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page. All vehicles must be removed from city streets and highways from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. each night that the snow removal emergency is in effect. Vehicles parked on any city street during these hours will be ticketed. The fine for a snow removal emergency violation is $25. Overnight off-street parking will be available in five city-owned municipal parking lots located in the downtown. The five lots include parking lot south of the fire department, parking lot south of the city auditorium, the parking lot north of Advanced Pump and Well, the parking lot on South Jefferson Street across from Quick Trip, also the lot north of A1 Furniture. Overnight off-street parking will also be available at the Community Center parking lot, City Hall parking lot, and the parking lot on West Seminary Street near the Mill Pond. Vehicles need to be removed from these lots during the daytime to allow for normal use. So again, now that snow emergency kicks in tonight. Be aware and kind of make plans as we approach that. And some of the heavier snowfall later today, heaviest around midday into the afternoon, is what Tony Schumacher is saying. An additional 3 to 6 inches possible for today. Here are the Kendalls. The Kendalls on WRCO FM 100.9. We'll check sports coming up.
Both calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $2.30 to $3.70 per pound, with the crossbred beef calves up to $5.40. Most of the slaughter cows sold in the $75 to $92 range, but they did top out at $95, and we did have a few questionable or poor-yielding cows in the $50 to $70. Organic cows sold from $1 to $1.15. We had 13 beef bull calves weighing 555 pounds, and they sold at $1.95, and 13 Holstein feeder heifers 7 to 1,215 pounds, and they range from $1.02 to $1.12. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, for one of us to come out to your farm to give you an idea of what your cattle could bring at our sales. Everyone at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola wishes you a safe and prosperous new year.
Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Ithaca got a shootout going with Belmont last night, and the host Bulldog Boys won 97-73. The game that had the tempo of a college game last night. It was 55-44 at halftime. Elsewhere, it was Platteville and Monona Grove in a good one. 75-59, Monona Grove wins. And Viroqua over Brookwood, 87-54. A victory last night for Abundant Life over Barneveld by a score of 59-38. And Darlington beat River Valley, 78-31. In girls basketball, Argyle beat River Valley 65-32, Belleville 65-50 over Dodgeville, Belmont 73, East Dubuque 40, Benton got the win against Iowa Grant 48-39, Cuba City 87, Riverdale 26, Mauston 70, Portage 30. Jordan Clarkson and Laurie Markinson had 21 points apiece along the way. The Utah Jazz staved off a second-half rally for a 132-116 win over Milwaukee, the Bucks' fourth loss in five games. Elsewhere, Oklahoma City got the win against Washington, 136-128. Chicago won in overtime over Charlotte, 119-112. Indiana, 133. Boston, 131. Miami, 120. Houston, 113. The Clippers got the win against Phoenix, 138-111. From the NHL, Vancouver 6-3 over the Rangers, Pittsburgh 4, Philadelphia 1, Dallas 4-0 over Minnesota, and Colorado won a shootout over Boston 4-3. In the national championship game, Jim Harbaugh, number one Michigan, completed a three-year climb to the national championship by beating number two Washington 34-13 last night in the college football playoff title game. That's an update on sports.
Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. From Jones Chevrolet Buick, Chevy, find new roads. Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance is here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service from Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance. Inspired Innovations wants you to love your look with a manicure or pedicure, or the latest in hair services. Or with the help of Inspired Innovations, relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
5:24 the time. Let's officially kick it into gear with some snow shoveling music. The old Light in the Milk House aerobic polka. Here we go. There you go, the Six Fat Dutchman on WRCO Radio, and a little tune that was called the Barbara Polka. It is 5:26, snow scraping time. Absolutely, get some stuff going there. Get the rust off the snow blade today, because here we go. 32 degrees at WRCO Studios. School is many schools are canceled in the area, especially the ones that normally contact us. We'll share with you the list again coming up here in just a bit from the Light in the Mail Cow Show. But first of all, here's Don Williams.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. What I'm going through, it must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Something is wrong, alright. I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light. It must be love, seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love, love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. Must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of.
There is no school today in the Richland School District. That is canceled, along with St. Mary and Eagle School. Also closed in the area, the Ithaca District. Riverdale will not have classes. River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. The Boscobel School District. Kickapoo is not having school. Fenimore, Weston, and Lafarge have all canceled school for today. Highland will not have class. Also, Wazika Steuben. Hillsboro is closed, but will have remote learning instead. The North Crawford School District is closed, and the district's child care center will not be open. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf in Viroqua is closed, and Southwest Tech Campus is closed in Fenimore for today. Those are some of the latest that we have in terms of schools. And again, it's been a little quieter morning. Most of them calling or checking in yesterday. So kind of in anticipation of this snowstorm, the winter storm warning continues for another 24 hours or so for the area. Today, 34 for a high, an additional 3 to 6 inches. Working on a couple of inches so far here at the WRCO studios. It is 32 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Some optimism for both a federal budget and a farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The future of clean fuels is here. The Clean Fuels Conference, February 5th through the 8th in Fort Worth, Texas, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. Congress is working out the details of a new budget, and an agricultural lobbyist says the work will take priority over advancing a new farm bill. Randy Russell with the Russell Group says House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson has a plan for the next farm bill after spending work has been completed.
It would be his intent to try to get a bill marked up in committee and then shortly thereafter take it to the floor. He does not want this bill just laying out there for any period of time. In terms of getting an agreement, this is a positive step towards trying to get a farm bill up by sometime in March.
In the meantime, Russell says both chambers are working together on budget details. Lawmakers have two deadlines to pass the spending bills, January 19th and February 2nd, and Russell says the first deadline will likely get pushed back due to the amount of work ahead. Farmers shopping online for large equipment are being warned about fake auction scams. John Tofty is president of I-35 Auctions in North Iowa. He says the first red flag is a price too good to be true.
Big ticket items that are popular items that are easy to sell, and they're putting deals out there that are exceptional as far as, like, for example, if they have a buy it now price, it's very low.
He tells Brownfield the scammers are using commonly available software to build fake auction websites and using pictures from legitimate sites to fool buyers. Tofty encourages farmers to stick to reputable and well-known auctioneers.
The one that I encountered personally, they had a reason or an excuse why you couldn't go look at the equipment. So the seller should have an opportunity for you to be able to go look at the equipment. If they have some excuse or reason why you can't go look at the equipment, that is a red flag also.
He says a farmer in Western Iowa recently wired $100,000 to buy a tractor from a fake auction, and a farmer in South Dakota lost $80,000 in a similar scam. Mexico has extended its suspension of import duties on certain foods, including pork, beef, and poultry from eligible suppliers. Aaron Bohr with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the move has benefited the European Union and Brazil, which had seen an uptick in exports to Mexico. But
in late November, a Mexican court actually halted the access for Brazil related to their sanitary access. So the court case has resulted in at least a temporary suspension of Brazilian pork entering Mexico.
She says it has been difficult for Brazil to cut into the U.S. market share of pork exports to Mexico. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
A quiet day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists this week are mixed. Higher in Texas, about steady in Kansas, and somewhat lower in Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Business could be delayed until late in the week as many in cattle country are facing severe weather conditions. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and heifers were $2 to $5 lower. Steer and heifer calves are mostly $3 to $8 lower. The USDA says demand has been moderate. The winter storm system moving through the country as many buyers slow to make any moves. Medium and large one feeder steer, 612 to 648 pounds, brought $238 to $259. Feeder steers, 855 to 895 pounds, brought $207 to $212. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 501 to 549 pounds, brought $215 to $252. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was $1.67 higher at $278.83. Select was 17 cents lower at $259.36. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, down 12,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a very light negotiated run. The severe winter weather system moving through the country as processors were reluctant to do any significant business at the start of the week. In addition, supplies of market-ready hogs are ample and processors don't have to get aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong on the global market, but there are long-term concerns. In addition, demand continues to struggle domestically. Both provide added uncertainty and volatility to prices. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 34 cents higher with a weighted average of 44.90. The Iowa Minnesota was down 8 cents. The Western Corn Belt was up 3 cents. Both had a weighted average of 44.88. Pork values ended the day 82 cents higher at 85.02. Bellies, loins, butts, and ribs were all higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, even on the year. At the CME, live cattle were lower, feeders were mixed, waiting for the week's direct business to develop, and lean hog futures into the day mostly higher on spread trade with additional support from the higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Incoming! Don't worry, it's not raining elephants. That's just the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering our strongest silage lineup ever, again. Get ready for even better trait quality, even greater tonnage potential, and even more milk per acre. See how Dairyland Seed silage outperformed the competition in your area at showmethesilageyield.com. That's showmethesilageyield.com.
Hello, this is Chase Estenton from Temsec Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Smaller New Year's sale, large squares topped at $245 a ton, and large rounds topped at $135 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only, shop tools, households, and much more, ending January 10th at 6 p.m. soft close. Looking to buy or sell your home? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.temsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Estenton. Have a great day.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $8 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For 45 years, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage decades of knowledge from their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down in the recent rainfall in parts of Brazil. March beans were 10 and 3 quarters lower at 1245 and a half. May was down 9 and a half at 1254 and 3 quarters. March corn is 5 and 3 quarters lower at 455, and May was down 5 and 3 quarters at 467 and a half. Live cattle were lower and feeders were mixed ahead of this week's direct trade. February live is down 62 at 169.95, and April was 37 lower at 173.02. March feeders were up 92 at 225.07. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and follow-through buying. February was up 60 at 70.60. April lean is $1.15 higher at 77.52. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Farmers are less worried about inflation, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer closed out 2023 with the impression that farmers are expecting inflation to subside a bit. Purdue Ag Economist Jim Mintert says the survey results reflected a recent improvement in the USDA's farm income forecast for 2023.
Things were a little better here at the end of the year, in retrospect, than the expectation was in late summer. And I think that's showed up in our surveys across the fall. We saw an improvement across the board. And I think a lot of it was driven by the fact that income levels were a little better than people expected.
Mintert says the farm financial performance portion of the Ag Barometer rose again in December. He also points out that farmers appear to be more interested in making capital investments in their farms, such as equipment. Mintert says farmers perceive dealers to be overstocked.
You can see it. It's obvious on those dealer lots. There's a lot more equipment, a lot more new and used equipment sitting on those lots than there was 2 years ago or even a year ago. So that's really changed. And I think my interpretation of that is those higher dealer inventories point to the idea that maybe you've got some bargaining power, right? And that makes it a little better time, perhaps, to make a deal or make an investment.
To learn more, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
The federal milk marketing order hearing resumes a week from today. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. An American Farm Bureau economist says the in-person hearing into the federal milk marketing orders has taken longer than expected, but he's hopeful the result will be worth the wait. Danny Munch tells Brownfield he believes stakeholders are more engaged by having the hearing in person instead of just virtually.
Sort of adds to the actual input you can get out of people. I think you're a little bit more engaged when you're in person. Maybe timing-wise, it took longer because it was in person. I do think the virtual option for farmers to testify online was very well received. We had a lot of our members testify online on those Fridays.
And Munch says USDA chose Carmel, Indiana for its proximity to farmers.
USDA tells us that they want it somewhere close to at least some farmers so they can come in person. Some of our members did take advantage of that.
In the new year, Munch says American Farm Bureau will continue advocating for a statutory change in the new farm bill that would authorize mandatory and audited processor cost surveys, which he says is a key part of fixing the federal orders. Milk futures were higher in the near months and cash dairy markets higher except butter Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. January Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1514, February up 21 to 1574, March up 12 cents at 1628, April up 2 cents at 1702. May through December contracts range from 5 cents lower in November to 4 cents higher in June. Dry whey was up a penny to 42 1/4 with one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks up 2 1/4 at 145 3/4, six sales there. Cheese barrels up 4 1/2 at 145 1/2 with four sales. Butter went down 4 1/2 cents to 253. Four sales were recorded. Non-fat dry milk went up 3/4 cents to 118 with two sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Good morning from WRCO. Just off the phone with more listeners calling in about some slipperiness here and there. Snow continues. It looks like kind of a swirling snow in the night, and I guess the trees are kind of pretty, right? A little bit, I guess. But daytime high today of around 34 with an additional 3 to 6 inches of snow possible through the day. The other concerning thing for today in the forecast is the wind east and northeast between 12 and 25 and gusty today. Tonight, breezy with snow tapering off, an additional 1 to 2 inches possible and a low of 23. Tomorrow, that's kind of the quiet day, a high of 31, and then Wednesday night, 1 to 2 inches possible into Thursday. Thursday, peaks of sun and 28. And again, they're saying several inches of snow possible Friday with a high of 26. Right now, 32, measuring around a couple of inches of snow here at the studios. Sounds like a lot of it yet to come here today. Tony has more. He'll check in with the forecast details in just a little bit. This is Dolly Parton.
Skin and
smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Husky on WRCO Radio, and I will. We have heard from Vark today. Vark will be under a two-hour delay for all routes. So again, Vark under a two-hour delay. And Grand County Meal Sites, Meals on Wheels, and bus and taxi services will not be held today. Those among the latest that we have.
I dedicate this song to the working man. For every man that puts in 8 or 10 hard hours a day of working toil and sweat, he's always got somebody looking down his neck, trying to get more out of him than he really ought to have to put in. After 29 long years of working in this shop with Oney standing over me, today when that old whistle blows, I'll check in all my gear and I'll retire. The superintendent just dropped by and said they'd plan my little get-together. Then he said I'd never made it if old Oney hadn't held me to the fire. I've seen him in my dreams at night and woke up in the morning feeling tired. And old Oney don't remember when I came here how he tried to get me fired. With his folded hands behind him, every morning Oney waited at the gate, where he'd rant and rave like I committed murder, clocking in 5 minutes late. But today they'll gather round me like I've seen them do when any man retires. Then old Oney's gonna tell me from now on I'm free to do what I desire. He'll present me with that little old gold watch they give a man at times like this. But there's one thing he's not counting on. Today's the day I give old Oney his. I've been working, building muscles. Oney's just been standing round and getting soft. And today about 4:30, I'll make up for every good night's sleep I've lost. When I'm gone, I'll be remembered as a working man that put his point across. With a right hand full of knuckles, cause today I show old Oney who's the boss. What time is it? 4:30? Hey, Oney! Oney!
Johnny Cash and Oney on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show today, 32 degrees on a Tuesday, and we'll get the gory details from meteorologist Tony Schumacher coming up.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, still looks like we're in for plenty of snow today as low pressure currently in Missouri moves northeast up towards Chicago. And we'll see the snow rates gradually increase as we head toward midday into the afternoon. So that's when driving conditions could get rather treacherous, especially when you factor in the increasing winds that we'll have throughout the day, causing blowing and drifting and reduced visibilities. So best if you can stay home this afternoon into the early evening. A winter storm warning continues up through 6 a.m. tomorrow for the entire listening area. Now behind this system, we'll get a break for tomorrow, but then some more snow tomorrow night as a weak low pressure system slides in from the northwest. Could squeeze out some small snow amounts. That'll be followed by another quiet spell Thursday. Then a major storm coming out of the southern plains could bring another intense snowstorm to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region. Heading into Friday and Saturday, please stay tuned for updates on that. We do expect bitter cold air to gradually move in by the weekend as well. That forecast for today, breezy with snow, heaviest around the midday into the afternoon. An additional 3 to 6 inches possible through the late afternoon with a high of 34. East-northeast wind 12 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Breezy with snow tapering off by late this evening, an additional inch or two possible, low at 23. North and northwest wind 12 to 25 and gusty. Mostly cloudy and a more tranquil day tomorrow, high at 31. As you're digging out, northwest wind near 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest late. Tomorrow night, some light snow likely, maybe another inch or two, low at 21. Thursday, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks, high near 28. Friday, breezy with snow likely, several inches possible, low 15 with a high of 26. Saturday, windy and cold, snow tapering to flurries by afternoon. Additional accumulations, high of 19. Sunday, partly sunny, windy and bitter cold, high of only 7. Please be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Presently at WRCO Radio, it is 32 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high right here at the studios was 34 degrees. Also, looking at the records for this day, January 9th, 54 in 2002. Well, the record low, 25 below zero in 1977. Last year's high was 39 and the low was 10. Sunset will happen at 4:44 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning at 7:33. 32 right now, WRCO. The winds have picked up a little bit northeasterly at 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.55. And a couple of inches of snow in the night. More on the way today. That winter storm warning, as Tony mentioned, carries on through 6 o'clock tomorrow. Schools that are closed today, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, along with Boscobel, Kickapoo, Fenimore, Weston, Lafarge, Highland, Waseca, Steuben, Hillsboro, but Hillsboro will be teaching virtually today. North Crawford is closed, and the district's child care center is closed. The Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua will not be open. The Southwest Tech campus will be closed today in Fenimore. Varkroots will be operating 2 hours late today. Also, a reminder, Edward Jones Coffee Club is canceled this morning. The partners of the Richland Hospital meeting will not be held. Richland County Meals sites will be closed, and there will be no home-delivered meals. Grant County Meal sites, home deliveries, and bus and taxi services are canceled. Today's Crime Stoppers meeting will not be held, and the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 has rescheduled its monthly business meeting today. That'll be held next Tuesday at 7 o'clock instead. That's another